Allison Presswood was excited to begin her new life's work. It was 2011. She'd had a great run as a session bass player, but Music Row's fortunes were flagging. So in her late 40s, she decided to follow in her father's footsteps and go to law school.
He loved his career so much. There's a part of me that always wondered what it would be like to be a lawyer.
That was part of a series called Transitioned, about Tennesseans adapting to an economy in flux. Now we're checking back in to find out what, if anything, has changed for them. 5 years ago, Presswood and a partner started their own law firm in Franklin. She still plays gigs and cover bands. There are occasional studio sessions to keep her chops and her calluses. As an attorney, she's had to create new ones to toughen herself for a job that often includes conflict and where justice isn't always served. That surprised her. But what surprised her even more was the rewarding turn her music took once she no longer relied on it to pay the bills. WPLN's Kim Green joins Presswood one morning as she starts her daily practices of music and the law.
That's good too.
I get up around 5:30. I walk my dog, Buster, go upstairs to my music room for about an hour to an hour and a half, pretty much every morning unless there's a hearing in court. I get ready and I go to the office and then we get to work. The last time we spoke, several years ago, I was starting the law career and was very hopeful and bright, looking ahead, rightfully. What I didn't consider was that I was also leaving something behind. I gave up something that was actually pretty great that most people would, you know, die to be able to do. You know, why would anybody do that? So it's a question that I still struggle with, actually, whether I did the right thing, I have to admit. And it's a question that can't be answered, so you just keep going.
Do you ever feel like you divorced your one true love and married for money?
Whoa, that's a good one. It's funny, I have thought about it as being a divorce on the music side. Married for money, I haven't thought about it like that, but let's be honest. I had a good sense that being a lawyer would put me in a better financial position, no question. What I wasn't necessarily thinking about was how hard it is to be a lawyer. I still had that hopefulness and kind of an innocent belief in pure justice, maybe, still. There was one case where my eyes were open to an unseemly side of people that I had never experienced. In fact, almost a dangerous side of people. Because we had a bad guy cornered, and he was coming after us. It was a time in life where coming to the office was difficult because of what I had to face that day. And honestly, I didn't like the kind of person I had to be. I had to be so tough to deal with this bad person on the other side. Definitely sobering. I did have to wonder what I had brought into my world. Here I thought I was going to make myself more comfortable financially and such. And here I was making life much more difficult in ways that I hadn't imagined. I had to decide if I wanted to continue to do this. And I realized that I actually did, which almost surprised me. You know what? At the other side of that, I'm smarter for sure. You learn the most from the hardest times. You know, I have that experience and it was deep and it was heavy and I can use it now. I can advise my clients better and that's going to help somebody. People ask me if I love being a lawyer and I usually say I love music and I like the law. Not everything in life is about joy. Some things you do for other reasons, leaving a joyful thing for a smart thing, taking care of yourself. Well, it's a very grown-up thing to do, and I actually feel like I'm finding something in myself that I didn't know I was able to give to someone else.
Thank you so much for being here.
Becoming a lawyer also opened up new avenues for me with music. This I did not see coming, but here's what happened. I was asked to play a bar association party, and because I wanted to network, I said yes, even though I didn't have a band and I didn't sing. I took voice lessons, and here I am. Yes, here at 59, I'm finally a rock chick. This band, we're not chasing anything. We're just chasing a good time. There's no bottom line that I need from it financially. I'm not climbing the studio ladder anymore. I'm not waiting for the phone to ring. Music is a huge part of my life still. It goes back to the joy of when I was a young girl and why I got into it in the first place. And it's funny that I had to give it up to get it.
That's Allison Presswood. Producer Kim Green has been checking in with people we met in 2011 as part of a series called Transitioned. You can find others at WPLN.org.